Science and technology.
Agricultural pollution. Mr. Spot. New crop spraying technologies promise huge reductions in pesticide use.
The world is awash in pesticides. Fully 3 million tons are thought to be sprayed onto crops worldwide every year, of which only a small fraction are needed. The excess chemicals are known to run off onto increasingly fragile land and seep into watercourses, with damaging environmental and health effects. The use of agrochemicals continues to grow. Global sales of pesticides rose to $79 billion in 2022, according to S&P Global Commodity Insights, part of a big research group. That trend could change. A number of new spraying methods employing artificial intelligence, or AI, are being commercialized, promising to cut the amount of pesticides a farmer needs to spray by a colossal 90%. The agricultural industry has already made some progress in reducing overspray. A variety of different additives, called adjuvants, can be mixed into the chemical tank of a sprayer. These adjuvants do not contain any active spray ingredients, but consist of other chemicals, such as surfactants, emulsifiers, and oils, which can improve the ability of a spray to remain on and penetrate leaves. Some crop sprayers are also fitted with systems borrowed from the paint spraying processes used in car factories. These create an electrostatic charge on droplets to enhance the way they stick to foliage, although some farmers think it works better on cars than plants. Precision spraying, though, is the future. This is where AI algorithms come in. For instance, Dyson Farming, an agricultural venture led by James Dyson, a British technology entrepreneur, is using a process developed by Bilberry, a French company. This involves an array of cameras spread along the long booms of an agricultural sprayer. The pictures captured by the cameras are analysed with image recognition software trained to recognise weeds. Green-on-brown detection, which spots the green chlorophyll in growing plants, has been around for a while. Bilberry's process also detects trickier green-on-green. The system then individually turns the boom's 144 spray nozzles on or off whenever a dose of herbicide needs to be applied. Dyson first used this technique to treat wheat and is now spraying other crops, including oilseed rape, known as canola in America, maize and potatoes. The company reckons it is seeing a reduction of 70% to 90% in herbicide use. John Deere, a giant American agricultural equipment producer, has come up with a rival camera system it calls See and Spray. It too uses machine learning to distinguish weeds from crops within milliseconds and adjust the spray pattern accordingly. It can, the company claims, reduce the airborne drift of chemicals by up to 87% and chemical runoff by up to 93%. In trials on corn, soybeans, and cotton in Illinois, Iowa, Mississippi, and Texas, John Deere reports a nearly two-thirds reduction in the use of chemicals. Even greater levels of precision spraying are promised by AgZen, a firm spun out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Its system works not just for herbicides, but also for fungicides and insecticides, which represent about half the pesticide market and which tend to be sprayed all over a field to cover the entire crop. The company was set up by Kripa Varanasi and Vishnu Jayaprakash in 2020 to commercialise a new type of spray nozzle. The problem, says Dr. Varanasi, an expert in the behaviour of liquids, was that they needed to compare the performance of their nozzle with that of existing techniques. As such data hardly existed, they set about collecting it themselves. Having grown up on a small farm in India, Dr. Jayaprakash is well-versed in using a backpack sprayer. He says it is extremely difficult to know if any treatment has been successfully applied. The trouble is farmers have too many variables to consider when setting up a sprayer, from deciding on the chemical composition of the mixture through to measuring the temperature, humidity, and the age of the plants, all while deciding the best speed at which to drive the tractor. To cut through the noise, the team came up with a monitoring system called Real Coverage, which has now been launched as a product in its own right. Capable of being retrofitted to existing sprayers, Real Coverage consists of two camera-based sensors on each spray boom arm, one placed slightly ahead and the other just behind. As the sprayer moves along, the firm's algorithms identify images of leaves captured by the first camera and compare them to images obtained by the second. This allows the number of droplets left clinging to the leaves to be calculated. The algorithms also take account of many external factors, such as weather conditions, to compute how effective the spray will be. The results are shown in real time on a display in the driver's cab, giving a simple percentage of spray success. The AI model can also suggest how things might be improved, so the driver can adjust the nozzles, raise or lower the boom, or drive a bit faster or slower to achieve better coverage. At the end of the day, a digital map showing how the field was sprayed is produced, which can later be compared with how crops eventually flourish. All this provides a huge increase in the depth of knowledge available to farmers, essentially allowing them to measure spray results in terms of millilitres per leaf instead of litres per hectare. The firm says trials on farms in America and Europe allowed farmers to save 30 to 50% of their chemical costs. As the system also works in conjunction with other spray technologies, AgZen is discussing possible collaboration with equipment suppliers and contract spraying businesses. With Real Coverage now on the market, AgZen aims to launch its original idea next year. This is a unique spray nozzle called Enhance Coverage. Instead of mixing adjuvants into the spray tank, these are put into a second container and injected into the nozzle as droplets are formed. This has the effect of cloaking the droplets in additives, says Dr. Varanasi, which results in better adhesion to foliage. The new nozzle could further improve the spot spraying of herbicides. However, says the firm, its broader benefit is that, taken together with the measurement system, it could reduce the total amount of fungicides and insecticides sprayed over complete crops by some 90%, as well as cutting the amount of adjuvants required. For farmers willing to try these new technologies, the possibility beckons of eliminating the most noxious pest of all, waste.